Welcome into another episode of the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Coody, and so excited for today's guest. She is the new home run queen of Nebraska softball, just taking over the program record, Billy Andrews. Thanks for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we had been talking about it. We knew coming in you were probably going to get it. But how did it feel when you hit that home run that takes over the program record? I mean, you are the leader in the program record books.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Just like when I hit it, it felt like pretty good. And then when I saw it go over the fence, I was like, wow, that was the one. Like, that's super cool. And I looked up and like my family, my friends, all of our team's parents just in the stands, they made a banner. Just like looking up and seeing them and then my teammates all coming out of the dugout. Like, it was just really cool. It was cool. It was special.
What was it like managing, knowing that you could attain that, but the pressure that comes along with it, I gotta imagine. How did you manage all of that?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that I was like actually close until I was like at like 52 or 53. So I was like, once like me and Coach Revelle talked about it, I was like, oh, like two or three more, like I can do that. Like, I don't need to put the pressure on. So like it was, felt a little bit of pressure, but I knew like two or three more, like it was attainable, so.
So being that you're a Nebraska kid, you grew up, you love this program, to have that, to have your name at the top, can you even just put into words what that means to you and how special that is for you?
Yeah, I mean, it is really special just being a part of any type of leaderboard here, knowing that I grew up here and like my dream was to come to this school and like do big things and like having my name on any type of leaderboard, like I did do big things, like I did accomplish goals that I wanted to. So it's cool because just being here was a dream, but like being a part of any record book, any like accomplishment that happens here is just it's more special.
So when you committed to play for Nebraska in high school, if somebody would have told you were going to be the home run record holder, what would you have said?
I don't know. I think I would have been like, what are you talking? Like, no, like Taylor Edwards. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'd just be like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. So
how do you feel like you've progressed as a hitter? I was talking to Maddie Burkhart the other day and she was just bragging about sometimes even your best hitting comes against the best pitchers, you know, and it's just you don't have a weakness in terms of like what pitches to throw at you. So how do you feel like your overall approach at the plate has evolved since you first stepped on campus to where it is now?
Yeah, I think I've grown a lot in the aspect of like knowing what the pitcher has and not being afraid of it and just like attacking like my abilities and then what she's throwing and just being aggressive in the box. One thing that I have done more since freshman year is watch film and like know a pitcher's tendencies or just like know like what their ball is doing or how other teams are hitting or like hitting them. So just taking in information that I can and using that for my at bats. Yeah. And I just think the biggest thing is just being aggressive. Like, it doesn't matter who the pitcher is, a pitcher's a pitcher. So like higher level, lower level, like they're all just attack them all the same way with an aggressive mindset. So.
Throughout your career, too, I mean, you have to be the person that delivers at the plate. How do you manage that knowing that, hey, my team needs me to deliver when I'm at the plate and I really don't have a choice. I've got to get up here and do my job.
Yeah, I just think in pressured situations, it's like I want to be the one in that situation. I want to be the one to have the big hit, score some runs. So just wanting to be in the situation is just, yeah, like just prepares me for those types of situations and the high pressure moments. But also just like treating it as its own at bat, like not making it too big, not making it bigger than it is. So just taking each at bat the same and just approaching it that way.
You guys have some really impressive hitters throughout your lineup too. What can you say about just the depth that seems like every other big game that you guys have somebody big that's either hitting a walk-off or delivering in the big moments?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because we do have a lot of people that can step up and have the big hits, and it's just fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of when anyone at any age is the one stepping up and getting like a walk-off. Like Sammy, I'm so happy for Sammy. It's just like anyone can come in and have a big hit. So, like, it's fun to be a part of because it doesn't matter where we're at in the game. We have enough people in the lineup that can get the job done. So,
I chatted with you before the season, but, you know, wanted to follow back up. And what's been your approach knowing that this is it for you? This is your last year. Has it felt different? Are you approaching it differently? I guess, how has it felt throughout the progress so far throughout the season?
I think as time comes into the season, it feels like it's starting to wind down. But, yeah, just taking each game, each practice, each at-bat, like everything, just not taking it for granted and just enjoying it, enjoying the process, just knowing that it is my last season. So just enjoying it and having fun, being with my teammates, playing the game I love, and just not taking any of it for granted and just being grateful that I'm here doing it.
What was your reaction when you walk out and you start seeing that construction to expand the stadium to allow for more people to come watch you guys play softball?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. We had been like, we'd like heard about it, but like when they actually started building, it's like, wow, like they really tore out the grass behind the dugouts. But it's cool, like having more seats. It's really cool having people right behind our dugout, like at all times, and the bleachers up top, like, we have a lot of space for a lot of fans to come, and we've had games where a lot of fans have come, so it's fun playing in that type of environment. It's fun, and I love when the fans come and they come and support. So,
and it will continue to fill out as the weather gets better too.
Yes, when it gets nicer.
How exciting does that make you as someone that, you know, loves this program, that hey, look at the growth of it, that you guys couldn't even fit what was needed, and you know, just the continued growth that people want to come watch you guys and support you guys?
Yeah, like the growth from my freshman year till now, like it's crazy, and we are going to continue to grow. We have a bunch of, like, the summer camps that we do, we've had more and more girls show up in each year that we've done them, so it's cool to see the growth that we've made, but the potential that we still have to grow, and just all, like, the future of Nebraska softball is so bright, and it's exciting to be a part of, and I'm excited to see how much it continues to grow.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, you're not just you know, power hitter, starting shortstop, have been your entire career. What would be your advice to maybe a young player that's getting started in balancing being good defensively, and not just good, but great defensively and great offensively?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to just separate the two parts of the game. Like, defense is completely different than offense, and just if you're having a bad day offensively, you can't let it carry into defense. Same vice versa, but just separating the two and just being a good teammate on both sides. I think defense is really, you're more connected with other people when you're out there, so just being open and talking with your teammates, and then just hitting, just do your thing and attack the pitcher and be aggressive. I think that's the biggest thing that you can do for offense.
I talked to Sydney Gray about this earlier this season, but last year when Kate Kaneda came on, and she was just saying how much she looks up to you and Sid, and how much you guys put your arms around her and helped her along. In that regard, in being a leader and someone that has to now welcome in some of these young players, how have you felt like you've grown in that regard? And do you kind of love that responsibility now that you are the older person in the room trying to bring these younger players along?
Yeah, well, like when I was a freshman, I had like Tristan Edwards and Cammy Barra, they brought me up, and they influenced me so much. I looked up to them. And so just being that person for someone else it puts a whole new perspective on it. Like, kind of taking, not really like taking responsibility, but bringing them up with you. It's special, like, it's cool. I've seen Kate grow so much since her first day here. So, it's an honor. Just knowing how much Tristan and Cam did for me when I came up, I just want to be able to do that for Kate. Or, like, this year, I'm like Sammy. I'm kind of bringing her up, too. So just being someone for the younger girls to look up to, it's cool. It's special. And I know that once I graduate, they're going to be doing that for their underclassmen. So just continuing with the leadership. Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys have won several come-from-behind games this season. What is it about this team? You guys are like the comeback kids. You leave everybody on edge, but you find a way to win. I mean, what's that mindset like, knowing that you're not out of any game?
Yeah, it's just, like you said, like, the game is not over until it's over. Softball, anything can happen within one pitch. So, like, until it's the last out of the seventh inning and the game is over, like, we have no quit. There is there's not really an option to just quit because literally anything could happen in the swing of a bat. So just having that belief that we can come back and like proving that we have come back in those situations, like we have what it takes to win games, and just believing in ourselves as we go into Big Ten's this month, and just moving forward with that. Like we have what it takes to win big games and close games. So just believing in ourselves in that aspect.
You guys have overcome some adversity this season, some losses, some injuries, but you guys seem so close. Can you speak to the culture of this program and how you guys seems to bring you closer every time, and that ultimately is what's so important to any team, but you know, for you guys in particular?
Yeah, I think we started building our culture last summer when our transfers came in, and then when the freshmen came in, and that has been such a focal point for our team, because if we're not close off the field, you can't be close on the field, because we are such a team sport. But we just, growing our culture and being close with one another, it doesn't matter who's on the field and who's not. Because we can trust each one of our teammates. All 24 of us, we have trust in one another. And it doesn't matter who is on the field and who's on the bench. It's one for each other. So just having that trust and that culture, like you said, and just being able to go out there and just play for one another. And if one person goes down, we're not playing for them. So it's just putting different perspective on it and just playing for each other.
What's it been like playing for Coach Revelle after, you know, you watch her run this program and then she recruits you and then now you've played for her for 4 years? Just what has it been like being coached by her for your entire career?
Mm-hmm. It's been cool. Like, she's a good coach. She's fun to be around. She knows a lot about me. I know a lot about her. So we've grown to, like, communicate together, and just we know how to talk to each other on the field, off the field. So it's just, I've grown up with her. I've known her since I was a kid. So being able to play for her now, it's kind of like a full circle. Like, I watched her when I was little, and now I'm playing for her for four years. So it's cool. She's a really good coach. And it was special playing for her these last 4 years.
It's awesome. I wanted to talk to you about off the field, Billy, and you're incredibly talented, not just on the field, off the field. And for those that don't know, the graphics that came out through the preseason where you're counting down the days, you designed all of those, you're in graphic design, you're an incredible artist. Yeah. Where does that love and passion come from? Has that been something you've always been good at? Did it develop, I guess? How did that start for you?
I don't know. I feel like when I was growing up, I'd always like to do just little crafts here and there, but I think my love for like pursuing art and like doing it as a hobby kind of just came in high school. More through COVID, I painted a lot because there wasn't much to do. So I started painting then. And then when I got to college, I started studying graphic design and I fell in love with it. And yeah, it's something that I can do to express my feelings, tell a story just through art. And yeah, I love it and I want to do that. So yeah, doing the preseason, the graphics was super cool, just being a part of it, because that's something that I can remember forever. Like, my senior year, I drew these of each one of my teammates. So yeah, it's cool. I thought it was really special doing that.
For those of us that are not creative at all, has the art, the fact that you're good at art and drawing and painting, did that translate to graphic design?
I think so, yeah. More of like the idea, coming up with an idea, I think that's what more translated. Just being like the creative part of it and putting together something that looks good. So yeah, I think so.
You've designed shirts. Been involved with other things within this program. How much fun has that been that they want you to be involved in design things and be a part of all the different little things that go into a college softball program?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, like, I think a couple of years ago I made a shirt for our senior day, and that's something that I have, like, I still wear, and it's like, I made that, and, like, I know a lot of, like, the whole team has it, and, it's just cool that there's something, like, tangible that I've done to help, like, promote this program or, like, do something just for Husker softball that I can see, like, if when I open up my phone, when I open up my computer, so.
How important has that been for you? How good has that been for you to have something like that you can be all in it on when you do step off the field?
It's just another part of my life. So I give what I can towards art and graphic design. I give what I can towards softball. It's just, another part of the day, you know. So it's nice to have something in a way distract me from softball, other parts of my life. And I feel like when I'm doing that, I can just kind of just like get away and mm-hmm. just like focus on just making something that I like. So
you're going to graduate this spring with a degree in the graphic design. Is there a favorite project that you've done, a favorite piece that you put together?
I don't know. I feel like the one that I did a couple last year where I did like a poster series. I designed a website. It was all kind of part of one big project. And I think that was my favorite one. I think my favorite thing to do is more like branding and like mm-hmm. the advertising. So I think that's probably my favorite part. And I think last year I did one of like my biggest ones, probably my favorite one.
So how did it come about that, hey, we want you to help us hype up the season with the graphics on social media?
Yeah, so Haley Haar, she works in the Corn Crib, our creative media, and she messaged me and she like sent me, she like saw some stuff. She's like, hey, like, do you want to like help do this for preseason? I was like, yeah. So I was communicating with her through most of it. And she also helped with the graphics. I just drew it and she kind of put it together. So not all credit goes to me, but yeah, she contacted me and I was like, of course, like that sounds like fun.
So how do you go about that? Does it just come to you when you're like, okay, this is what I want to do? Or was there, when you do something like that, how do you approach delivering it and coming together with the idea and all of that?
Yeah. So the first one is usually like the hardest, just trying to find like a style, find colors that I want to use. But like after I finished that first one, so I finished Jordy a long time ago, which is number 98. After I finished that one, the rest came kind of easy, just finding pictures that I wanted to use as a reference. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So were you like always a good artist, like in school when you were drawing stuff, like were you always good at that kind of stuff?
I think so. Yeah. I think I started taking my art classes more seriously in high school, but I think I was pretty good.
And then how did you come to like, okay, I'm not just good at it, this is what I want to do maybe forever?
Probably like my sophomore year when I started more of the graphic design courses and like really diving into what my degree, like where my degree can take me. I think that's when I really kind of was like, yeah, like I want to do this, like this is fun, like something that I could do and not get bored at work. So I would say probably sophomore year when I started taking the classes a little bit more seriously.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's circle back and talk about this team moving forward. You guys are all in on Big Ten play now. Mm-hmm. You guys have been a part of teams that have performed very well in Big Ten conference play. What goes into putting things together now as you guys move through conference play?
Yeah, so the biggest difference now than preseason is we're going to play each team three times. So just being prepared game one and taking what we learn from each game and taking it into the next game. So Big Tens is a whole different season, and we're just going into this as like it's a new season and we're starting from scratch, and our goal is still win Big Tens, win regular season, win tournament, and we have a chance of doing that. So just taking each team and like learning about each team and taking what we know into the games and just attacking them, because we're going to play them three times, so we're going to get to know them pretty well. So
why do you believe this team could still, you know, do that and what you're talking about, maybe pursue some of those goals?
Yeah, because we have a lot of fight. Like I said, we've been through a lot this season. We've played some really good teams and we've prepared ourselves for Big Tens, and coming off of Illinois last weekend, that was a good starter weekend for us for Big Ten. So just growing each game and keep moving forward and not making it bigger than it is. So,
all right. So now that you're at the top of the record books, what kind of goals do you have for the rest of the season?
Let's see. Make the home run record not reachable. I'm kidding. But
at least for some time.
Yeah,
right?
At least for a little bit. Leave me up there for a
maybe
little bit.
Maybe Sammy could break it.
Yeah. But just taking this team as far as we can. I think I want to extend the season as long as I can. Mm-hmm. So just accomplishing our team goals is probably the biggest thing for me right now.
You know, and I've talked to you about this before with some of the Nebraska kids, but the fact that there's so many Nebraska kids that are contributing and that mm-hmm. are part of this program, how special is that for you and to know that what you guys are doing here and so many of the kids are products of the state?
Yeah, it's super cool having, I think this summer with Jordy and Bella both coming home, like it's really special that we're just so many Nebraska kids want to play here, and like them coming home, it's just like, yes, we want you guys here. Like having a team that has a handful of girls from Nebraska is super special because it means so much to us to play for this school. So it's really special, and having so many people that I knew growing up and just playing with them, like it's cool, it's special. It's kind of like a full circle moment.
I love that. Yeah. Well, best of luck the rest of the way, and congratulations again for taking that record. And yeah, keep extending that record the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that is Billy Andrews with Nebraska softball, the program record holder for career home runs. This has been a Cornhusker Conversation presented by Teammates Mentoring. Be there for a student in your local community by going to teammates.org.